I want to minister a little bit. Who's been here in the last couple of months visiting? And the reason why I ask that, you don't have to show your hands, but I say that as a question because we've been teaching on this subject of identification and who you are in Christ. And this subject is so important. And the Holy Spirit just really spoke to my heart and said this to me. He said, you know, I was praying, and I always pray as we do, as we believers do. We're spending time with God. And this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. He said, I need you to start teaching along these lines of identification. In other words, in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, the Apostle Paul, we've talked about this in previous messages, but he said these words, in him, in whom, come on, in Christ. Has anybody read this in your Bibles? Those words, in Christ. How many of you know those little conjunctions or those words are important, in. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man, come on, I like to say it like this, woman or child, is in Christ, he is a brand new creation. He's a new creature. Come on, the old way of thinking, the old man, the old coat, the old ways of doing things are gone. And God says, listen, I make you brand new. Amen. And so we're created. The Bible says that God created us in his image and in his likeness. Amen. And so we're not a second-rate being. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Bible says, I like to say it like this. It talks about spirit, soul, and body. So say three parts. Say that with me. Say three parts. Come on, shout that. Say three parts. You're a three-part being. Amen. So the real you is spirit. You have a soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you live in this body. How many of you know this body, Jesus is coming back. We're going to be resurrected. The dead in Christ are going to rise, whether you're living. Come on, whether you say, whether I'm in the ground or above the ground, Jesus is coming back, and I'm going to be with him. Amen. And at that moment, you're going to take upon a glorified body. Amen. But there's things, until that happens, God said, we must do. Come on, if I am a spirit, I'm a new creation, born again, and I have the life of God in me. There's things, according to the Bible, that I must do with what? My soul and with my body. And the Apostle Paul in the epistles was very clear. He said in Romans, what? 12, 1 and 2. He said, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your what? Your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And he said this, right, Michael? And he said, be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Come on, talk to me this morning. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So is there a divine command by the Holy Ghost through the Apostle Paul? Well, who is the Holy Spirit? He's the third person of the Godhead. He's a person. Come on, he's not just an experience, although we experience him. And he's not just a feeling, although you can know him that close. Amen. And so he's a person. And so the Holy Spirit, come on, God spoke through the Apostle Paul. And the word was penned, and he said, there's something that we must do. And so we're in this series of teaching where I was in prayer, and the Lord spoke to me. And how many of you know God speaks to the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, and the evangelists? Now today, there are some that deem this ministry gift to the body of Christ, according to Ephesians, come on, as well, we don't do that or believe that anymore. How many of you know the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, according to Ephesians, was given to the body of Christ? Come on, to edify, to build up, to equip, to mature the saints. Amen. And so we don't need to, as the body of Christ, frown upon ministry gifts that God has set in the church as it pleased him. Come on, I said as it pleases him. Now there are some that are setting in the body that God did not set. But there are those that God set in the body of Christ all around the world. Amen. Some of you in this room, God set you in places. Come on, there's places you are divinely called to. There's a gift upon you. There's missionaries in this room that are here, Michael and Hannah. Michael, I tell you over and over and over how we met, and I went through Dunkin' Donuts, and he was in the drive-thru, and we had a conversation, and then the rest is history. Come on, happily married. I just met your daughter for the first time in the back. Absolutely gorgeous. And so they're missionaries that travel around the globe. Amen. They've already been to where? Botswana, Iraq, different places. And you say, where are you going with this, Pastor? I'm saying this, that as God has called you and placed you and sat you, come on, in a place, it's important that we recognize the ministry gifts that we're sitting under and that we hear the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the Holy Spirit told me to tell you guys, the body of Christ, to say it like this. And forgive me for speaking so plainly because this is just how I minister. But this morning, this is what he said to me. And he said this a week ago, and he keeps reminding me. He said, there is a strong walking away. When I say strong, anybody know what strong is? You ever have a strong cup of coffee? Who's my coffee drinkers in here this morning? Who's my tea people in here this morning? You like tea? Come on, I got tea and coffee. Come on, who's my Red Bull and Monster Energy people up in here? Nobody raised their hand. But how many of you know when you drink these drinks, how many of you know you have a cup of coffee that's got a little bit, you know, you're trying a new product and it's just got a little bit more caffeine than you're used to? It's not your normal cup of brew. Does anybody resonate with that? Come on, I had a cup of coffee yesterday in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And this coffee, here's what happened with this coffee. It was so strong, it kept me up all night long. So if you're wondering why I'm preaching fast and hard, just blame it on the cup of coffee from Pigeon Forge yesterday. But anyways, the Lord spoke to me and he said, there's a strong walking away from biblical foundations. Come on, do you see? Come on, talk to me this morning. Am I the only one seeing this in the body of Christ? Come on, are we seeing this? Are you seeing this on places of employment where people are walking away from basic foundational principles? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to go back and teach on some of these fundamental principles. Now, some of us have sat in the church for many years. Some of this may be a new message for you. We're going to dive into this in just a second. But know that the series and the things that we bring are not just because we need another word. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. We don't need just another message. What we need is a word from heaven. We need a word from the Holy Ghost. Amen. And what is the Spirit of God saying to the church? That's what we need to be preaching. That's what we need to be saying, because that's what's going to change a community. Come on. That's what's going to change your job. That's what's going to change things on your workforce. Where we're up here praising and worshiping, there are those of you that are sitting in this building. The Lord has pointed you out to me, and I'll not call you out, but he said there's challenges on the job. Some of you employers are having challenges, and that's what the Lord was saying this morning. If you'll just dive in and listen to the ministry gift that's in front of you, I'm speaking through him, and if you'll listen, come on, and not just hear, well, this is this pastor. Come on, this is just another pastor. No, this is God, the Holy Spirit, speaking through the ministry gift that he said in the church, and he's saying to you, hey, I can help you with that if you'll just get into my presence. And your mind, come on, we're a three-part being. I am a spirit. That's the real me. I'm born again. I have the life of God, the Z-O-E. Come on, I have the fruit of the Spirit. I have love and joy. Come on, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, etc. Because I'm born of God. And so here's the thing. Many of us have this fruit of the Spirit in us, and we're born again, but we're losing. This is what the Lord showed me. He said, many are losing their joy because we're understanding that we are a new creation in Christ and we're going to heaven. But he said, while we live in this earth, the Lord showed me, he said, the reason why this message on identification, though it be a foundational principle that how God sees me and who I am in him be a foundational principle, it must be taught continually. And I was asking the Lord, I said, well, what about it? Why is there such a walking away? And he began to show me things just in the church, in just in culture, and what's going on in the life of everyday believers. And he said, son, my people need to renew their minds with the word of God. Come on. Paul said it. That's just one passage of scripture. Do you know Philippians chapter 4? Philippians, the book of Philippians, has a lot to say about peace. Did you know this? And so the Apostle Paul said this. He said, you could have peace that surpasses all understanding, and this peace will guard your heart. Come on. So that when you're walking through life and everything is going smooth, or there's just trials because we live in a fallen world and things happen, God said this. He said, my people need to be reminded that mind renewal according to the word of God is important. Amen. And so it's not just going to church. It's not just filling a void of time on Sunday. It's actually coming together collectively as a group, as a body, as a church to say, hey, we are coming to hear from heaven. I'm turning the switch. come on, a faith on. When we came into this building, the lights were dark, they were dim, but when we came in, the lights were flipped on. And then, come on, the lights here, it takes 7 to 10 minutes for these lights to kick on when you come into this building. And so the lights came on, and this is what I hear the Lord saying, is we're going to be coming to the future. We're going to be in seasons and places of our life where, much like these lights, where we don't need to warm up. Come on, we don't need to take 7 to 10 minutes to deal with this issue. God's saying, listen, I need you to respond quickly to this situation, because you're going to be in places where, come on, people that are demonically bound, come on, not just in, my brother has and sister have been to China, and they've been involved in the church and missions in America and in China, and we've had conversations, and you've seen the church abroad to the nations, you've seen it in Iraq, you've traveled around the city, so this message resonates. Come on, some of you have traveled in places, you've been in missions trips, you've gone to places, you've seen things where, listen, much like these lights, we don't need to wait 7 to 10 minutes to warm up. The way that we need to live our life is, God, I'm ready. Come on, say that with me. Say, I'm ready. Come on, I'm ready. Why? Because I understand the principle that I'm a three-part being, that I am born again, I am born of God, and I overcome the world through Jesus Christ. But I must renew my mind to the promises and to the principles, to the authority, to everything that the Word of God and Jesus Christ, through the shed blood of Christ, has given us access to. Amen. And so this isn't the reason why I say it isn't just going to church. Come on, we need to renew our mind, come on, to the issue of redemption. What Jesus Christ purchased for you and for me. And though a lot of these things that we're teaching through and have taught, go back to our destinychurchwnc.com and you can catch up on these messages. But I just really feel strongly in my heart that God is trying to wake, come on, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ up to say, hey, I know there has been times where, like, we're waiting for an awakening, we're waiting for a revival. And I just hear the Lord say this, and he keeps reminding me of this. You are the awakening. You are the revival. Come on, it's like we're sitting in the church waiting on other people to get a movement started so we can join in. That's not what God is saying to the church right now. What he's saying to the church is, you are the move. You are the movement on your job. You are, come on. You are the strength that somebody needs when you go into Walmart. Come on, 4th of July, I had conversations right here in the parking lot with many of you. Do you know you could be strengthened in your inner man by just having a good, wholesome conversation? Come on, some of you, I watch your countenance just change as we begin to respond and have conversation with one another. Why? Because the gifts in you and the gifts in me come out, and we begin to talk about life, and God just begins to speak through you and me, and we leave that conversation what? Encouraged. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? See, we've relegated mind renewal, the Word of God, going to church, assembly. Listen, you're here. So I'm not talking about this church. But there are those in your world that need to be reminded this morning. Come on. And the way they're going to be reminded is when life is happening to them and you go to them and say, listen, I know you've been in a lot of churches and a lot of places where they talk about demonstration and we never see anything. But I have been fellowshipping with God and I have renewed my mind to the Word of God and I have learned who I am in Christ. I have dealt with the condemnation that tries to rise up in my life. When shame tries to raise its ugly head in my life, I have dealt with shame. Because, come on, I have the help of the Holy Spirit. I've renewed my mind to the Word of God. So when guilt and condemnation and shame come up, come on, these are the weapons of the enemy that he uses to remind us of our continual past mistakes and failures. Come on, the conversations that you might even have before you came in the church, the arguments, come on, the disagreements. But you know, even on my worst day, you've heard me say this, according to the Bible, on my worst day, I still am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Come on, I'm still a man in Christ. God still loves me. He still has a plan for my life. Do you hear me this morning? See, there's many in the church that God is going to, I just know this in my heart. This is the message that God gave me, that there's many of you sitting in this room. You are the awakening. You are the answer. You are the move to Appalachia. You are the voice that people need in our generation. Listen. And so that's why we're teaching through these messages, and that's why we're ministering through this issue of identification, walking through the New Testament, walking through the Gospels, walking through the Old Covenant, because they're not just, well, pastor, preach another sermon. No, they're messages of, listen, see, there's migraines, headaches sitting in this room right now. Migraines. See, how do you know that? It's the Holy Spirit, because he's the revealer of all things. But you know God, while you're sitting in this room and I'm preaching the word, you know God can touch your migraine. You know migraine will be swallowed up. Migraine. Come on, migraines right now. There's glory in this room. What is glory? It's the manifest presence of God. Don't we think we have to have a Hammond B3? And what is that? It's an organ? Don't we think we got to be zinging that thing before we can get movement? Listen, when you begin to stand in who you are, and the knowledge of who you are in Christ, and you begin to stand and at your job and at McDonald's, come on, I'll be at Ingalls in Franklin, because when I go to Georgia to visit my friends, what do I like to do? There's places I like to stop. And God will put on the inside of me, hey, would you talk to that person right there? Because they need a little bit of encouragement today. And I used to run from that, because at the same time God is speaking to me to yield, say that with me, say yield. The same time God is speaking to me to yield, what happens is the enemy likes to speak to you too at the same time and say, don't say that, don't do that, don't encourage them, you're too busy. Come on, am I the only one that's lived for 42 years, short 42 years, and I hear these things? And that's why it's important that we what? We renew our mind to the Word of God, to the foundational principles of the Word of God, and this issue of identification. That way, when I stand in Ingalls and I hear on the inside, come on, minister to that person. Because the primary way that God leads you is by that still voice and that inward witness. Come on, you're the peace. Come on. The Apostle Paul, all through the epistles, Paul said, let the peace of God rule, be the umpire of your heart. So peace, the peace of God, is to be the rule. It's to be the umpire. It's the one that calls the shot in your life. And so the peace of God is saying, you need to, while you're buying coffee, talk to that guy right there. So he pulls down his mask, starts talking to me, and I say, hey, man, how you doing? I'm Aaron. What's your name? And you begin to dialogue about life, and you realize that a small trip to Ingalls just changed the course of a man's life who was so sad he thought he'd just get out of the house in his depressed, condemned state to get a cup of coffee, because this was his last-ditch effort before he took his life. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? There are people that are living in this generation, not just in the nations of Iraq, not just in poverty, war-stricken places of the world. There are people in our community that need to hear your voice. Is there anyone in here today you would say you're a recipient of God's grace? Come on, you're a recipient of somebody who came to you and said, come on, God loves you. He has a plan for your life, and you started out there, and then you begin to renew your mind to the Word of God, and you begin to find out who you are in Christ. Come on, that on my worst day, if I just blow up, come on, I messed up royally, I'm still the righteousness of God. I still have a position in Christ. I still can enter in boldly to the throne of grace, talk to God, and have a clear communication. Amen. See, religion right now is pushing hard on the body of Christ. Religion is pushing hard. Listen to me. I'm so far off my notes, we're not even going to go there this morning. But this is what I'm saying to you. And this is what I'm exhorting you to do. Come on. It's time to understand this morning that you're certified. Come on. Anybody know what certification is? Anybody ever know? Do you know what being certified is? When you take your car to an auto mechanic, come on, and you hear from a friend of yours that this guy's really good at painting cars. And so you can go to what appears to be in the natural, a guy who is good at auto mechanics and can paint, and he has the ASC certified logo. But, you know, I've run into a lot of people that don't have that logo that are still certified and qualified and even do a better job than those that have the seal. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, the world, a lot of times, we look at image, we look at logos, we look at marketing, we look at culture, and we say, this is how you do it. This is who I go to. And there is a little bit of balance and wisdom here because you need to do your checkup. Come on, you need to do your follow-through. But what are you saying this morning, Pastor? I'm saying this, that you are certified. You have been stamped. You know, if you've received Jesus Christ, you are qualified, you are approved, you received his seal. Come on, he adopted you, he grafted you in, he pulled you into the family through his precious blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And he said, this is what I'm doing for you today. Here's my promises. Come on, here's my provisions. Here's my healing. Here's my finances. Here's some travel money. Here's some bill money. Come on, and not just for you, but here's some resources for somebody else. Why? Because when you renew your mind to the Word of God, resources don't just move to you, they move through you. Has anybody ever noticed that water, when it goes through a water hose, the water hose gets wet? Come on, it's the one that holds the water that directs. You're the water hose. So when God, come on, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God flows through you. You are a conduit. You're the water hose. And you steer which direction, come on, that people get water. And so because we're yielded to the Holy Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God speaks to us, we're learning every day to develop. Because the Bible says what? My sheep hear his voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Listen, that's why it's important to get in this attitude and this area of fellowship and start talking to God. Listen, I don't know about you. I know this is simple this morning, but there's times in my life where I thought talking to God was weird. I'm talking to a person I can't see. I'm talking to a being that I've been told my whole life exists. I've heard scripture after scripture, but never had a really authentic experience for myself. For years, I went to church with my parents. I watched other people be touched. And then there's this one day. Say one day. Shout it. Say one day. Y'all remember your own story. That one day where God just touched you. Come on. Remember that song? He touched me. Oh, he touched me. Come on. Talk to me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened. And now I know. Come on. He touched me and made me whole. Do you hear what I'm saying? Come on. This is what we need to take to our generation. This is the word of the Lord. This is why we renew our mind. This is why we remind ourselves of who we are in Christ Jesus. That we take, come on, we say I'm weak. Well, he became weak so you can become strong. We say I'm poor. Well, he became poor so you can become rich. Come on, Jesus Christ rose from the dead and he eliminated all excuses in the body of Christ. Come on, that deserved a better amen right there. I said he removed all excuses in the church and in the body. Said that under the teaching of the word right now, that migraine, some of you are feeling better right now because God's just demonstrating to you that he's that good. That what does the Bible say? When the word of God is preached, miracle signs and wonders follow. Come on. So some of you, your headaches are disappearing. Some of you, you got pain and joint pain that's in your body, and you'll just notice that joint pain that is in your elbows and your wrists and your body is gone. And it continue to go. Why? Because there's glory in corporate assembly. Come on, God is here. I know the word of God, it's being taught in simplicity this morning. But there's some of us sitting in here, we know so much word. And I just hear God say this morning, what are we doing with what we already know? Come on. You say, well, come on. Jesus Christ came and he eliminated every excuse that we could ever have to why we don't witness, to why we don't demonstrate the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen. I don't know about you, but this is just my delivery this morning. I know this is a little different, but I'm just tired of sitting in the church and seeing no one touched, no one saved, no one healed. Come on. And I'm not talking about just destiny. I'm talking about the body of Christ. And people say to me, well, my church is getting it done. We're getting it done. And I'm thinking, well, praise the Lord, because I rejoice with you. We need to be getting it done. But the Lord, this whole identification issue and who we are in Christ, come on, there's over 140 times in the Bible where the words in him, in Christ, are used. In the New Testament, in the New Covenant. And this is where Father God, come on, this is where God wants us to live. Come on, he wants us to live in him, move in him, and breathe through him. Amen. Come on, just this morning, there's a retina. Some of you are going to start seeing clearer this morning. You've had issues with your retina in your eyes. Some of you, you're going to see clearer. Why? Because the gospel of the kingdom is being demonstrated right now. And this is what I'm saying to you. You said, I've never seen this before. Come on, some of you are going to start seeing better. Come on, who had the headaches in here? Come on, who had a migraine? Come on, be bold. Who had headaches over here? Come on, how is that thing still sitting there or is it gone? Gone. Come on, do you hear what I'm saying? Come on, who's had problems focusing on vision? Who's vision? Come on, you're going to start seeing clearly in Jesus' name. Come on, you're going to start seeing clearly in Jesus' name. Come on, you're going to start seeing clearly in Jesus' name. Why? Because I've renewed my mind to the Word of God. This is a promise of God. Healing is the children's bread. Come on. Remember the Samaritan woman in the Gospels? Come on. Even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall off the master's table. But you and I have a covenant with God. And our covenant right and privileges is this is who I am in Christ, and this is how God sees me. This is how God thinks about me. That even on my worst day when I miss it, even when I say the wrong thing, I don't stop there. This is just, listen to me, this is an opportunity for growth. Some of you that are quarreling in your marriages, some of you that are quarreling in your relationship, some of you are, what do you mean quarreling? Fussing and fighting. You're not the only one that's ever been there. I've been married for 16 years. Come on, we're going on 17. I have 16 going on 17. It's the Sound of Music. It's a movie. I'll take care of you. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, this is God's heart cry to us. This is what God the Father is saying to us. I'll take care of you. Come on, when you have quarrels, just get it under the blood. Come on, repent, forgive one another. Come on, when you have disagreements in the body of Christ, you ain't got to leave church. You ain't got to get upset. Come on, when you tweet or text something offensive, come on, just quit tweeting and texting offensive material. You say, well, how do I know that? Well, see, you have the Holy One living on the inside of you, the Comforter. Come on, God lives on the inside of you, and there's complete paragraphs I've written. You like that word? I've written. Come on, I've written a lot of stuff in my life. All you teachers in here just went nuts. But I'll say this to you this morning. I've written a lot of things in my life. You like that? Corrected that. I've written a lot of things in my life. I've sat in a room, and the Holy Spirit, my wife, just looking at me going, what are you doing? You just seem to be at a kind of stop. You went from deep thought to the stopping. And I said, I just have a check. She said, well, don't do it. Come on, you ever just have that check? Don't do it. See, when you know who you are in Christ and you're renewing your mind to who you are in him, come on, what he's done for you. What are you saying, Pastor? It's time for the church to be the church we're called to be. Come on, a forgiving church. Well, we've always been that, have we? Have we? When somebody falls short and our text and our tweets that the Holy Ghost is texting and to us in our inner man saying, hey, don't say that. Hey, don't do that. Come on, God is smart. He has wisdom. What is he saying to you and I? He's saying this. Listen, it's time for the church to be the church. It's time for us to grow in areas. Why? Because I know what Christ did for me. Did for me, he did in me, and he's doing through me. Come on, I'm growing spiritually. Every day I'm growing. So when I renew my mind, and so there's been a great heavy emphasis on the teaching of the Spirit. So a lot of us don't have a hard time believing that we're a new creation in Christ, we're going to heaven. But there's other areas of our life we need to renew our mind to and identification and who we are in Christ. Come on, that I am a new creation, not just that salvation. It's just when I get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, according to Acts chapter 2, that I'm still, come on, a new creation in Christ. And then when I step into a relationship and it goes wrong, that I'm still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That when I make wrong decisions, I'm still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, religion will teach you works. Religion will teach you how to get your ladder out and just climb and climb and climb and climb. And God says, listen, I'm tired of the church climbing. If you would just, this is what he's just saying to me this morning, and has it, if you'll just renew your mind to the word and what I've already said about you and say that, not just think it, but speak it out of your mouth. Come on. Not just think about it, but open your mouth and declare, come on, this is what God says about this situation. Come on, this is what God says about my children. Why? Because my position is I'm seated with him, with Jesus, in heavenly places, at the right hand of God. Come on. So spiritually speaking, that's my position. When Jesus Christ died, I died. When Jesus Christ rose, I rose. When Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand of God, spiritually speaking, you sat down too. And it's time for us to continually put this before our minds. Come on, to take a moment out of your day to say, Father, why? So that when you walk in the Ingles or you walk in the Duncan. See, I have a relationship with my brother and my sister here, and they're beautiful, babe. She is absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. But God used me to speak into his life. He's spoken into my life. He called me. We talked for about an hour the other day in the garage, and we just encouraged one another. Do you know what strength comes from that? Come on, I know this is simple this morning, but did you hear what I said? Do you know what strength comes from that? Why do you think the devil works so hard at getting the church to fight against each other? Why do you think COVID is so powerful? It's so powerful because the devil hates the church. He hates the body of Christ. And he will use a mask, a government, politics. You say, why are we not live this morning? We're not live for a reason. Because there's some things that I felt like the Lord wanted me to say that I don't want on live television. And there's more plandemics. Listen, this isn't theory. This isn't like QAnon, and this isn't conspiracy theory. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what the Holy Ghost is saying to the church right now. And I've been sent this morning to send a warning flare to the body of Christ. And this is, what are you supposed to do with this word this morning? You're to take this word, and you go to deliver it to other believers, to help restore other believers. Because let me say this again, Jesus Christ is coming back. We've been hearing that for a long time. He's coming back. It's time for us to take our place in Christ. It's time for us as believers to walk in the light. Come on, you say, oh, I just have a little bit of light. It's okay, you have light because you're a child of God. If all you know is how to teach somebody or tell somebody your testimony, come on, to help them, then start there. Some of you sit in this room, you got ministries that are sitting on the inside of you, and you're waiting for the local church to give you a platform so you can do your ministry. And that God is saying, that's not the way it needs to happen. You have ministry on the inside of you, though you may minister in the local church. You need to get out in your community and online and create the presence and the ministry that God has called you to create, and quit waiting on the local church to give you a pulpit. Come on, I'm talking to some of you in this room. What are you saying? I'm saying God is trying to get the body of Christ. I know this is a little different this morning, but God's trying to get the church in a position to say, hey, some of us, we're living here. Some of us understand this position. Some of us know who we are. Some of us are doing exactly what I'm talking about this morning. We're growing. Come on, I know I'm born again. I'm going to be with Jesus Christ. Come on, filled with God's Spirit. I'm doing the works of Jesus wherever I go, and I'm doing my best to tell people about the goodness of God. Come on, that he is good, that he'll help you, he'll heal you, he'll restore you. Come on, he doesn't condemn you, he gives you life. He'll take, come on, depression off of you, sadness. Come on, I'm around some of the saddest people in the world, even in the church. And I'm like, God, you put your life, you put your gifts, you put your ability, you put, come on, you put the fruit on the inside. inside of a believer. But you, by faith, have to respond to that which is already inside of you. And this is what God is saying to the church. It's a reminder this morning. He wants to use you right where you're at to help people in this falling world. Come on, Jesus is coming back. He is the Son of God. He still is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Bible says that no man can come unto the Father except through the Son. Come on. Paul spoke through, come on, Timothy, and all through the epistles. And you see the apostles, the prophets. Come on. You see the writers of the Bible through the Holy Spirit say this over and over and over. Come on. That in the last days, men will, come on, have itching ears. Which means what? They're going to want to listen to something that always makes them feel good. Something that never challenges them. We don't want things that challenge us because we like our comfortableness. We like being comfortable. We like where we're at. And this is, again, what I hear the Lord say this morning. It's time for the church to rise up out of our comfort levels. And I hear this. He said, I'm going to heal you. I'm going to give you the finances. I'm going to give you the resources. Come on, according to the Bible, he's already done these things. And by faith, you need to grab a hold of the promises of God. You need to open your mouth and you need to make some bold decrees by faith. Amen. Amen. And so this morning, this is what I want to do. I want you to stand with me this morning. And I know this isn't the notes or the message that I have, but I just stand with me this morning. Ian, if you would come on up. It's 11:32. But I believe this. You are certified. Here's the thing. Christ has purified us. He's positioned us. He's commissioned us. He's anointed us. And he's put his super on our natural. He has authorized us. He has empowered us. And he has equipped us. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? So as we leave this place today, you say, well, we didn't get a lot of scripture on the screen. There were a lot of scriptures that were just spoken out of my mouth this morning. A lot of scripture. A lot of scripture. And some of you in this room, I ask you to stand. If you need to sit, by all means, sit. But this is what I want to do. I believe with all of my heart, without a shadow of a doubt, that God sent me here this morning. I know this is different. We normally preach a word, we hammer it, we're out, and we go eat our mashed potatoes and gravy, which we're still going to go do here in a few minutes. Anybody like mashed potatoes and gravy? Come on, anybody like deviled eggs? You say, I don't call them deviled. I love eggs. Some of you that handle eggs all the time, you're like, I don't like eggs. I love eggs. Come on, anybody love turkey? Come on, you love ham? Anybody just love a good salad? Come on, I'm messing with you. Anybody just love a good salad? Does anybody love, like, cranberries on your salad? Anybody love raisins? Come on, you're hungry yet? What are you saying? People of the world, people in our generation, they feed on different things. It's like watching you in the body right here in this church. And some of y'all are like, oh, I don't like cranberries. I like raisins. I don't like chicken, but I like beef. I don't like eggs, but I like lettuce. See, this is the thing. Every one of you right here in this room have a meal that can be served to another person. Come on, Dixie, you are the cranberry. I'm going to pick on Dixie this morning. Come on. Michael, you're the milk. Come on, Danny, steak. Joan, come on. You hear what I'm saying? I know it's funny, but it's true. There's things that God wants to serve up to people that's on the inside of you. And so I want to say this morning. God positioned, he purified, he commissioned, he anointed, he authorized, he empowered, and he equipped us. So those of you that really take this serious this morning, you say, what are we going to do? I'm going to lead you. Because there's a meal on the inside of you that God needs you to serve. Some of you, let me just speak to you prophetically again. There's some of you older generation, can I just speak to you? There's so much goodness, mercy. There's so much food. There's so much nourishment that you've sat under. Has anybody ever been to a buffet? You ever been to a buffet? Piccadilly cafeteria. Anybody remember to Piccadilly? Anybody remember Duff's Smorgasbord? Come on. Anybody remember what Quincy's in Waynesville? Anybody remember Quincy's? You used to have Quincy's in Waynesville? Yeah. Yeah. This is what I hear the Lord say. There's some of you who sat under the teaching of the Word for so many years. You have so much in you. This is where I hear God saying to those that have sat under the teaching for such a long time is you're qualified. You're certified. Take what's in you. Go out and feed somebody else. Amen. Some of you in here, you look to yourself. You say, well, I got this issue and that issue. And this is what I hear God say. Go out in all of your issues and help somebody. Amen. And some of you are going to find as you begin to do that, you're going to begin to find healing in your own body, healing in your own finances, healing in your own soul as you begin to step out by faith and help somebody else out. Amen. Some of you are waiting on God. God said, I'm waiting on you. Come on. He's saying, by faith, you respond. By faith, you speak. By faith, you encourage. By faith, you equip. Come on. Amen. So this morning, as an official representative and ambassador of the kingdom of God, I say to everyone in this room, you are hereby legally authorized and certified. Come on, possessing all the qualifications and meeting all of the standards to speak upon God's behalf. To pray for the sick. Come on, to cast out demons, to minister Christ's love, and to disperse God's power and virtues at will. And if you're serious about this morning, I want you to repeat after me. Say that. Say, I acknowledge. I am certified representative of God to my world. And I commit to honor, respect, and glorify God in my words, in my actions, in my attitudes. I want you to raise your right hand with me. Come on. When you go to a courtroom, I hate courtrooms. I'll tell you why. Because I've not been there for many good reasons. I've been there to support other people in legal matters that were so absolutely petty that they should have been talked in mediation. We never should have went to a courtroom. And I just say this before we make this statement, as you raise your right hand, as you go in a courtroom, what do? You place your hand on the Bible, right? You make a statement. This is what I want to say. Repeat after me. Say this. Say, I submit and yield myself, spirit, soul, and body, for the kingdom work and kingdom purpose. Now raise both hands. I believe as you raise both hands this morning, I believe the fire of God is going to absolutely touch you. Come on, it's already touching some of you right now. Some of you are making a bold declaration today saying, God, come on. You're like, I like this little guy in his little dress shirt. He's a little fiery this morning. Come on. What are you saying? Both hands in front of you. Say this with me. Say, these hands are for a holy purpose, to set the captives free, for miracles and healings to flow. Do you believe that this morning? Come on. Let's just lift it up. Father, we just thank you. Come on. We thank you, God. Come on. Lift your hands up this morning. I pray right now. Fresh fire. Come on, I know this sounds differently, it looks differently, but I just believe this with all of my heart. I'm going to prophesy over a couple of you, but I believe this with all of my heart. Fresh fire touch you now. Fresh glory, come on. The glory of God, a renewing, a refreshing, touch you now.